Our next guest is James Davidson, who has who's written an article, which is rather interesting to me. And it has to deal with, was there valid reason to investigate Donald Trump? James joins us here on WSBA this morning. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I understand you got up very early this morning to be with us, so I truly appreciate that. I know that's not easy when you're out in the other kind of side of the country. But you know, tell us a little bit about yourself before we actually get into the article here.
Sure. I'm a 23-year-old FBI veteran now. Now, I've left the FBI a few years ago. And I now run a nonpartisan organization called Protect the FBI, which is composed of former FBI agents and concerned citizens. And our mission is to safeguard the FBI from being used by either party for political purposes, while, of course, ensuring that it remains subject to rigorous, meaningful, but bipartisan oversight. And one of the things that we're looking at, aside from trying to work with Congress and get Congress to take our pledge to do just that, is we also believe that the FBI is vulnerable to partisan politics through its policy and culture, and we think that that can be addressed and probably is better addressed. Spending 23 years in the FBI, we believe it's better addressed from the outside rather than from the inside.
James, we've certainly seen a lot over the last 3 years with regard to I don't ever remember hearing as much about the Justice Department, the FBI, and so forth being involved in politics as I have in the last 3 years, and obviously the time prior to that a little bit with some of the people that we saw in charge. Why is that? What's going on here? Has there been more political involvement by that branch of our society, or is it a ruse?
I think it's a little bit misunderstood. I mean, the genesis for this organization goes back to 2016 with Comey's announcement regarding Hillary Clinton. That was a little bit unusual. It put the FBI in the role of prosecutor and judge as opposed to its traditional role of simply being an investigative agency and turning over the results of its investigation to a different, you know, aspect of government, to the prosecutors to make a decision. It was just it was unusual. Now, we generally just we're forward looking. We're not assigning blame. You know, we don't believe that there's any malice in anything that anybody did, and that's what the article that we're going to talk about, my blog post, discusses that a little bit. I guess valid predication. We're trying to look forward. We think that assigning blame is divisive, and what we want to see is people come together over the issue of national security oversight, which we believe is the one place that people, you know, can agree. You know, I don't think we're ever going to get everybody to agree on breadbasket issues like the economy or healthcare, but national security should certainly remain above the fray, and we just. You know, we just believe that Congress can do a better job. In fact, if you only need to look back a few years ago when a former FBI agent actually ran the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Mike Rogers from Michigan.
Right.
He went to his you guys know Dutch Ruppersberger from Maryland. You're not from Maryland border. So they got together and they said, hey, Mike said to Dutch, he said, let's do fact-finding together. Let's do database decision-making. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not always going to, you know, to agree on the meaning and the relevance of facts, but at least we'll know what the facts are. And, you know, it's my organization's belief that when there's daylight between them on the facts and on national security, it actually makes the FBI more vulnerable to partisan politics.
We're talking with James Davidson, a 23-year veteran of the FBI. And let's get to your blog post, because was there valid reason to investigate Donald Trump? Now, politics dirties the water, so let's take politics all out of this thing, and let's look at it just from a standpoint. You're a guy that does a lot of investigation, or had done a lot of investigation. Take us inside that and tell us, was there valid reason to investigate Donald Trump?
Well, actually, we don't draw a conclusion in the article either. We're
right.
Basically doing if-then. We know that both sides are kind of prepping to spin the results of the Inspector General, I think, is the next report that's coming on the topic, and we know that both sides of the aisle are at least the pundits are gearing up to spin it according to their penchants. But we think it's very, very important that the IG refrain from making the determination as to whether the right call was made, even if they determine that certain information was maybe insufficiently vetted or omitted. But what I've written about is that the as a 23-year veteran, I cannot recall an instance where I've ever seen an FBI agent lying in an affidavit, no matter how obscure the investigative matter.
Right.
I can't imagine that what the IG is going to find or what we're going to see is that there would be any kind of lie of commission, as I call it. Now, what there may be, and this is, again, this is an if-then, and just based on my experience, what there may be is some purposeful omissions. But before, you know, your audience reads anything into that or anything sinister into that, you know, let me explain a little bit. So, you know, when you write a warrant, you have access to an enormous amount of information, and an investigator is not required to present every piece of collected intelligence, only what is sufficient to establish probable cause that a target is an agent of a foreign power. And right now I'm talking about I'm not personally familiar with it, but I'm talking about the Carter Page warrant. So All you need to do is establish whether the target of a warrant, whoever that is, might be spying for a foreign government. So the standard is not particularly high. And if there are omissions, I think that what we will probably find is that, you know, that they may concern what I would call unverified intelligence or some sort of an opinion from a source that's inconsistent with the known facts or contrary to the affiant. The affiant's the person that swears to the warrant, the agent, the FBI agent, contrary to his or her experience and opinion. And I think that might be the worst of what we find. Now, this is all speculation on my part, but it's based on my knowledge of working with, you know, FBI agents for over 20 years, and I can tell you that they are your neighbors. They're the soccer moms in your community. They're the baseball coaches. They're mowing the lawn on probably, you know, a little bit too early on Saturday morning because they're used to getting up so early. So, that's kind of what I wrote about. So
on the other side of it, you know, a lot of people would agree with you and say, yeah, the normal FBI agent is not the person that we're talking about here. It's the people at the very top. And